The Bible contains inspiring examples of loyalty and shocking accounts of disloyalty. There is much we can learn from all such examples. In our next symposium, we will consider four examples of disloyalty. Then, after a song, the follow-up symposium will present several fine examples of loyalty worthy of our imitation. Brother Serafino Borelli, a member of our convention committee from the Edmonton Steele Heights congregation, will begin with the theme, "Do not imitate disloyal ones, Adam." Thereafter, each speaker will introduce the next.
So when we looked at our program, we see some excellent examples of loyal ones from the scriptures, ones that are worthy of our imitation. But now we have a symposium that's going to be dealing with disloyal ones. Well, we know the consequences to ones who are disloyal to Jehovah. But what we need to know as true dedicated Christians is the steps that these ones took to be disloyal to Jehovah God. But what is somebody, or who is somebody that is disloyal? How can we define disloyal? Well, if somebody broke into your home this weekend and stole all your precious belongings, would you call that person disloyal? Well, they're not trustworthy. Absolutely, they're not honest. But could a stranger be disloyal to you? Think about that. Because a disloyal person, this is what it says, a disloyal person initially pledges his devotion to Jehovah, but later chooses a course of ingratitude and betrayal. So in this symposium, we're going to look at four different examples. We're going to begin with Adam. And in each one of those examples, we're going to look at three key elements. The first element, how disloyalty was shown. Number two, what motivated the disloyal act? And number three, how can we avoid being disloyal? Now, have you ever watched the news and maybe even read in the paper about a famous person? He committed a criminal act. Now he's lost all his money and he's lost his freedom. He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life. And you're thinking, I can't believe it. He lost it all. Adam, in the truest sense, lost it all. He lost a perfect life, a perfect mate, a perfect home. Imagine, friends, he lost the perfect metabolism. Two plates of pasta, no consequences. But most importantly, he lost a direct relationship and friendship with Jehovah God. He was so happy, so grateful what Jehovah God had done for him when Eve was made. He said in Genesis chapter 2, verse 23, "This is that last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Yet when his wife encouraged him, what did he do? He joined her in disregarding Jehovah's clear command. He forgot how much Jehovah meant to him. When it comes to our second element, I invite you to turn with me to a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. Notice what this verse says about the man Adam. It says, also, and so 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 says, "Also, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was thoroughly deceived and became a transgressor." So two things we take out of that. The woman was not deceived. She listened to the tempter's propaganda. But then it says that Adam was not deceived. At that point in time, Adam recognized that the relationship between Eve and Jehovah God had changed forever. But what did he do? He had misplaced loyalty. That's a very key part in that second element there. His misplaced loyalty, and he went against Jehovah God. Imagine his ingratitude. So we spoke about how happy he was when Eve was created. Well, what does he do now? When Jehovah approaches Adam, he says, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate. So he did two things. First, he blamed his wife. I'm guessing that didn't go over well. Second, he ends up blaming Jehovah God. His misplaced loyalty had him blame Jehovah. That's how far Adam had gone. That's what happens when our loyalty goes against Jehovah. So how can we then make sure we never, ever follow the example of Adam? Well, think about perhaps what could happen today. Could there be negative speech? Could there be ones that would like our point of view and we end up joining in that negative speech? Could it be possibly against the organization? Against changes? Really, look at all the changes the organization has made and how we have benefited from every single one. It's beautiful. Think about the videos at our convention. Think about JW.org. Excellent provisions for not only building our spirituality, but helping to bring others into Jehovah's organization. We would never want to join in negative speech. What about murmuring? What about gossiping? We know, we've heard that it destroys a congregation. If we try to do that or join in that, we will destroy our relationship with Jehovah God. We are being disloyal to Jehovah. What about if we hear someone going the wrong way, taking a false step in the Christian congregation? Who are we loyal to? Are we going to help them? Are we going to try to give them the aid that they need because it will benefit them? What if there's serious wrongdoing in the Christian congregation? Do we keep it quiet? Do we join in like Adam did? Or do we make sure that they get the help that they need? I invite you to look at our video presentation and how this sister thinks about what Adam's choice was.
Seriously? You're going? Come on, Adia. It's just a party. It'll be fun.
I don't know, Phoebe.
Look, I've been to Jessica's parties before. It was totally fine.
Shh. Wait, you've been to our house before?
Yeah, for another party. It was great. Nothing bad happened. And guess who's gonna be there?
Who?
Hey, Nadia.
Hey, Jonah.
Come for a little bit. And if you feel uncomfortable, you can leave.
Even if I said yes, my parents would never go for it.
They don't have to know. Just sneak out. That's what I do. So how about it? Have a little fun.
How 1 Timothy 2:14 describes Adam. Also, Adam was not deceived, but the woman was thoroughly deceived and became a transgressor.
Adam just accepted Eve's offer. He didn't think it through. If I go to this party, what could happen? I can't go to this party. The scripture says that Adam wasn't deceived, but Eve was. Adam didn't even try to help readjust Eve's thinking. It's not enough for me not to go. I need to talk to Phoebe and help her see why she shouldn't go either.
I invite you to turn with me to James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. So keep that video in mind and what her decision was in the end. James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. My brothers, if anyone among you is led astray from the truth and another turns him back, know that whoever turns a sinner back from their error of his way will save him from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Showing loyalty to Jehovah God benefits others. not only ourselves, it helps them. And it builds our relationship with Jehovah and continues that friendship that we can have. By rejecting the disloyal course of Adam, you will be able to preserve your relationship with Jehovah. And if we are loyal to Jehovah, we'll make it through this system. And then we'll be in the new world. And you know what we'll have? We'll have the perfect life. We'll have the perfect home. Well, you get the picture. We'll have it all.